It's time for some sissy makeup tips. That's right, girls, gather round, because Mistress Harper has sissy makeup tips to help you look your sissy best. Also, I have some easy, tiny things you can do to appease your need to be a total sissy slut whore without giving the game away to all and sundry. Let's start with the simplest tip of all. Read the packaging. Why would it be sissy makeup tips to read the package? Why, ladies, it's obvious. If you didn't grow up playing with makeup and doing your eyeshadow just so, you're simply behind the curve when it comes to knowing your product. The key to successful makeup application is knowing what you're using for what purpose. There's a difference between lip tint and lipstick, after all, and knowing that difference and making sure you don't accidentally buy the entirely wrong product is the difference between looking like a sweet sissy who has her shit together and showing up to work on Monday with last Saturday's lip stain all over your face. Lip stain, lip tint, and lipstick are all different products. And while I'm on the subject, some lipsticks come in long-wearing formulations that can last up to 24 solid hours, and I'm not kidding. Read the packaging. It can save you from the sissy humiliation of a Monday morning spent desperately trying to rub the red off your lips. Here's some sissy makeup tips for flying under the radar. If you want to wear just a touch of a little something-something, but you don't want to be caught doing your face, there's a few little sissy makeup tips for you. First, if you want to cover up any dark eye circles, redness on your nose or cheeks, or other unsightly bumps, lumps, or weird things, don't worry, we all have them. No one is born with Photoshop-perfect skin. Try a green stick. It's a type of concealer, and you can use it on its own. Dab a bit of the green stick onto your blemish, and then use the pad of your fingertip to blend it out. Like magic, your spots disappear, and you'll feel more put together. For sissies who love to wear lipstick and lip gloss, may I recommend some tinted lip balm? Go for a lip balm with a hint of tint to it. It won't be nearly as obvious as lipstick, won't shine like lip gloss, and the balm can help your lips stay nice and smooth. Pick a shade close to your natural lip color. I'd say look for something in a rose or blush tone. Finish up your undercover sissy makeup with tinted moisturizer. We all need to be moisturizing our faces anyway, so why not toss a little tinted moisturizer formulated for faces into our morning routines? There's zero harm in it, so go for it. A tiny dot on your nose, forehead, chin, and cheekbones, and then smooth it across your face. Don't go overboard, and remember to wash your face every night before bed. Sissies, these little sissy makeup tips can help you feel more feminine in a world that is just determined to suck all the happiness and bliss out of you. I hope my tips help you feel just as fabulous as you are. If you enjoyed this, you'll like my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.